Numbers, chapter 9, beginning with verse 15. On the day that the dwelling was set up, the cloud covered the dwelling, that is, the tent of the testimony. The cloud over the dwelling looked like fire from evening until morning. It was always like this. The cloud would cover the dwelling, and at night it looked like fire. Whenever the cloud above the tent lifted up, the Israelites would set out. Whenever the cloud settled down, the Israelites would camp at that spot. At the command of the Lord, the Israelites set out, and at the command of the Lord, they set up camp. For the entire time that the cloud settled over the dwelling, they would keep their camp at that place. When the cloud stayed over the dwelling for many days, the Israelites would keep the Lord's order and would not set out. Sometimes the cloud would be over the dwelling for only a few days. Then, according to the command of the Lord, the Israelites would remain camped at that place. Then, at the command of the Lord, they would set out again. Sometimes the cloud was over the dwelling only for evening until morning. So when the cloud lifted up in the morning, they set out, whether by day or by night. When the cloud lifted up, they set out. Whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year that the cloud stayed over the dwelling, the Israelites remained camped at that place and did not set out. But when it lifted up, they set out. At the command of the Lord, they camped, and at the command of the Lord, they set out. They kept the Lord's order, following the command of the Lord given through Moses. Chapter 10. The Lord told Moses to make 2 trumpets of hammered silver and to use them in this way. You will use them to summon the community and to have the camp set out. When they blow both trumpets, the entire community will gather to you at the entrance to the tent of meeting. If they blow just 1 trumpet, then the tribal chiefs, the heads of the Israelite clans, will gather to you. When you blow the signal on the trumpets, the camps that are on the east side will set out. When you blow the signal a second time, the camps that are on the south side will set out. This will be the signal to set out. When the community is to gather, you will blow the trumpets, but you will not sound the signal for setting out. Aaron's sons, the priests, will blow the trumpets. They will be a permanent regulation for you and for your descendants. When you go out into battle in your own land against an adversary who attacks you, you will sound the signal with the trumpets. Then you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also, at the times when you rejoice, at your appointed festivals, and at the new moon, you will blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your fellowship offerings. They will serve as a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. On the 20th day of the 2nd month in the 2nd year, the cloud lifted up above the dwelling of the testimony. The Israelites set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sinai. The cloud settled in the wilderness of Paran. For the first time, they set out according to the command of the Lord through Moses. First, the standard for the camp of Judah's descendants set out according to their military units. Nashon, son of Amminadab, was over Judah's unit. Nathanael, son of Zuar, was over the unit for the tribe of Issachar's descendants. Eliab, son of Helon, was over the unit for the tribe of Zebulun's descendants. The dwelling was then taken down. The sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set out, carrying the dwelling. The standard for the camp of Reuben set out according to their military units. Elizur, son of Shedur, was over Reuben's unit. Shelumiel, son of Zerishaddai, was over the unit for the tribe of Simeon's descendants. Eliasaph, son of Duel, was over the unit for the tribe of Gad's descendants. The Kohathites then set out, carrying the holy things. The others would set up the dwelling before they arrived. The standard for the camp of Ephraim's descendants set out according to their military units. Elishama, son of Amihud, was over Ephraim's unit. Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, was over the unit for the tribe of Manasseh's descendants. Abidan, son of Gideoni, was over the unit for the tribe of Benjamin's descendants. The standard for the camp of Dan's descendants, serving as the rear guard for the entire camp, set out according to their military units. Ahizer, son of Amishaddai, was over Dan's unit. Pagiel, son of Ochran, was over the unit for the tribe of Asher's descendants. Ahira, son of Enan, was over the unit for the tribe of Naphtali's descendants. This was the marching order for the Israelites according to their military units. This is how they set out. Moses said to Hobeb, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are setting out to the place about which the Lord promised. I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good concerning Israel." Hobab said to him, "I will not go, but I will go to my own land and to my own relatives." Moses said, "Please do not leave us, because you know where we should camp in the wilderness. You can be our eyes. If you will go with us, whatever good the Lord does for us, we will do for you." They set out from the mountain of the Lord on a 3-day journey. The Ark of the Lord's Covenant set out before them for that 3-day journey to find a resting place for them. The cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they set out from the camp. Whenever the Ark set out, Moses would say, "Rise up, O Lord, and may your enemies be scattered. May those who hate you flee before you." When it came to rest, he would say, "Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.